Penguin Random House Audio presents Scrum, The Art of Doing Twice the Work in Half the Time by Jeff Sutherland. Read for you by J.J. Sutherland. Preface. Why Scrum? I first created Scrum with Ken Schwaber 20 years ago as a faster, more reliable, more effective way to create software in the tech industry. Up to that point, and even as late as 2005, most software development projects were created using the waterfall method, where a project was completed in distinct stages and moved step by step toward ultimate release to consumers or software users. The process was slow, unpredictable, and often never resulted in a product that people wanted or would pay to buy. Delays of months or even years were endemic to the process. The early step-by-step plans laid out in comforting detail in Gantt charts reassured management that we were in control of the development process, but almost without fail, we would quickly fall behind schedule and disastrously over budget. To overcome those faults, in 1993, I invented a new way of doing things, Scrum. It is a radical change from the prescriptive, top-down project management methodologies of the past. Scrum, instead, is akin to evolutionary, adaptive, and self-correcting systems. Since its inception, the Scrum framework has become the way the tech industry creates new software and products. But while Scrum has become famously successful in managing software and hardware projects in Silicon Valley, it remains relatively unknown in general business practice. And that is why I wrote Scrum, to reveal and explain the Scrum management system to businesses outside the world of technology. In the book, I talk about the origins of Scrum in the Toyota production system and the OODA loop.